currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this special installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. And this week we are celebrating our 100th episode. Here's Kylie Walchuk with a story.
Yes, Kirklanders, it's already been 100 episodes. And to celebrate, we'd like to thank all of our wonderful volunteers who helped make Currently Kirkland possible.
Our news desk anchors, Scott Mullett, Connie Turman, and Erica Sanford, who we can count on every week to take us into the community and give us the latest scoop on what's going on in Kirkland. Our neighborhood correspondents, Pamela Jardine, William McAllister, Linda Nars, and Glenn Peterson, whose feature stories on events large and small, and the people who live and work in Kirkland, give us an inside look at our community and make our show exciting. Our volunteer production team, Joe Dalton, Laura Lowe, Garrett Shosted, Jake Wallaconis, and Katie Wellander, who share with us their own feature stories as well as help write, shoot, edit, and put together our show every week. And of course, the countless community members who have contributed story ideas and interviews for our show.
Thanks so much, everyone, for all the work you do on Currently Kirkland. Now let's try for 200.
Thanks, Kylie. Well, it's time to grease the gears on your bicycles for the annual Seven Hills of Kirkland cycling event.
One, two, three, four. Go! 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 Go, bikers! It's your race day! Go, bikers! It's your race day!
Registration is now open for this year's Cycling to End Homelessness ride, presented by the Rotary Club of Downtown Kirkland.
What kind of bicycle is
it? It's called a recumbent. It's a Bichetta Giro recumbent.
The race takes place on Memorial Day, May 30th, at Kirkland Marina Park.
I love it. I think it's much more fun than, we call uprights wedgies. I think it's much more fun than wedgies.
You can choose the traditional Seven Hill route, approximately 40 miles, the metric century route, or the century route. Travel at your own pace and enjoy the scenery. Food and the musical stylings of a bagpiper will be provided at the event. Over 1,000 cyclists participated in the event last year.
It's a beautiful scenery. The hills aren't too hard. The downhills are certainly better than the uphills, and it's a very nice ride.
I like to tell people it builds character, but it's a good ride. It's a lot of fun. It's well organized. It's for a really good cause, too.
The registration fees are $30 to $60 and benefit KITH, Kirkland Interfaith Transitions and Housing. KITH is a nonprofit organization which helps families move out of homelessness by providing transitional and long-term supported housing, case management, and practical support. The Seven Hills of Kirkland is currently looking for sponsors and volunteers to support the event. To register for the event, volunteer, or for more information, visit www.sevenhillskirkland.org, and for more information about KITH, visit www.kithcares.org. Recently, the Washington State Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the City of Kirkland in Park Place redevelopment challenges. The Court of Appeals ruled that the King County Superior Court properly dismissed several challenges to the ordinances to allow for the proposed redevelopment of Park Place. The Court of Appeals ruled that challenges to comprehensive plans and development regulations based on the State Environmental Policy Act, SEPA, can only be raised before the Growth Management Hearings Board. The court also maintained that SEPA review was not required to pass the Planned Action Ordinance, which provides for the permit and project review of the proposed development. However, the court also concluded that the Superior Court was mistaken in giving summary judgment on the challenger's claim of spot zoning. The spot zoning issue will be sent back to Superior Court. In a separate decision, the state's Growth Management Hearings Board found the city's 2008 ordinances, which amended the Comprehensive Plan and Zoning Code to allow for the Park Place redevelopment, were in compliance with SEPA and the Growth Management Act. The redevelopment of the existing Park Place Center proposes a 1.8 million square foot mixed-use project that includes 1.2 million square feet of office space and 300,000 square feet of retail space. Other planned uses include a hotel and athletic club. The proposal has been under review by the city's Design Review Board, DRB, which gave its final approval for design back in December. The city and developer are currently working on a development agreement which will address permit vesting and review, project phasing easements and land use dedications, street improvements, utilities, pedestrian connectivity, and financial contributions to and from the city. To view the DRB's decision and approved plans, go to the websites below. Drivers will soon be greeted with new roadway improvements at the intersection of Central Way and 6th Street. A $2 million State Community Trade and Economic Development grant, combined with $50,000 from the city's Capital Improvement Program, the CIP, will be used to bring multiple vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle improvements to the intersection. Major improvements include installing a new longer-lasting roadway, revising traffic lanes to increase efficiency, reconstructing and realigning landscape traffic medians, replacing sidewalks and curbs, installing audible pedestrian signals, and installing new street lighting. Construction is expected to begin next month and be complete by the end of June. During construction, the intersection will be closed for 2 to 3 weekends to install that new concrete roadway. For construction updates, call the CIP information hotline at 425-587-3838. Kirkland Public Works will host an informational open house on February 24th at 4 o'clock in the Terra Apartments lobby. To learn more about the project, visit the project page at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us and search Central Way and 6th Street. You may have noticed another capital improvement project is almost complete, the Kirkland Transit Center. Last week, 3rd Street opened for intermittent two-way traffic after paving was completed and traffic signals were installed. The Transit Center includes a new plaza with bicycle storage and public art by Seattle artist Carolyn Law, new landscaping and pedestrian connections to the Kirkland Library and Peter Kirk Park, and a new park trellis that will serve as a gateway to the park. Bus service is scheduled to return February 26. The Transit Center will be served by Sound Transit Express Route 540, along with several King County Metro bus routes. There will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony on the 25th at 11 a.m. to celebrate the project's completion. Tune in March 4th to see our coverage of the event. To learn more about the project, visit www.soundtransit.org/Kirkland. A reminder for residents, take the Eastside Rail Corridor Draft Interest Statement Survey. The City of Kirkland is looking for feedback as to whether the statement accurately reflects the ideals and goals of the Kirkland community. The statement will be used to gauge the compatibility of future development proposals for the corridor. Submissions are due by February 28th. To complete the survey, or for more information, please visit the Public Works page on the City's website, www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/Eastside Rail Corridor. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming, or watch us on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Our next episode will air on March 4th. Thanks for watching our 100th episode of Currently Kirkland.